A massive sea lion will no longer be terrorizing people and pets in Petersburg South Harbor. It was killed last weekend, but not by law enforcement. Instead, they collaborated with two Clinkett brothers who planned to use the hide and whiskers for a traditional regalia. Hannah Flohr brings us a story.
The sea lion fills the back of Brandon Ware's pickup, hanging off the tailgate. He's wrestling with fat and fur, slowly skinning the animal.
So all I have to do is gently run my knife through it, and that way it separates the fat from the body and pulls the skin down a little bit more, just like peeling a banana.
Ware grew up hunting marine mammals, mostly seal and sea otter. Now he sews them into hats and mittens, vests and tunics. He says he's not sure what he'll make with this fur, but the whiskers will go on a shukyet, a traditional Thingit dancing headdress.
So when you're dancing, they kind of sway in the wind. It's just part of the decoration. That being said, I don't think I've ever seen a shukyet with whiskers this long on it.
He and his brother Billy Ware shot the sea lion the previous day. They were hunting it because for the past week or so, it had been hunting people and pets in Petersburg's South Harbor. It's not an uncommon problem in Petersburg. Harbormaster Gloria Ann Wolin says when there's an aggressive sea lion hanging around, she's always concerned about people with animals and little kids. She says the sea lions can climb up and move around on the docks, no problem.
It's a big lumbering mass, and it makes a lot of noise, and they bark like dogs, and, they get a lot of motivation. There's a lot of aggression built up, and they can move pretty quick.
Wolin was getting lots of complaints about the latest aggressive sea lion, which she guesses weighed upwards of 2,500 pounds. Federal law protects sea lions and other marine mammals. If law enforcement wants to kill a problem sea lion, they need permission from the feds. Petersburg Police Chief Jim Kerr says the department started the process of getting that permission, but they didn't end up needing it. Brandon Ware had heard about the aggressive sea lion through the grapevine. He told Kerr he'd love a chance to subsistence harvest the animal. Kerr was enthusiastic about the idea.
That means it doesn't go to waste. And so basically, the police department was able to alleviate the public safety concern, and Brandon Ware, being an Alaska Native, could legally harvest it for cultural reasons and continue the tradition of harvesting sea lions.
People who live on the coast and are a quarter Native or are an enrolled member of a coastal tribe are allowed to harvest marine mammals under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. Kerr gave the brothers permission to use firearms in the harbor. He says knowing the family's history with hunting marine mammals, he trusted them and knew they'd take precautions. Brandon Ware says he took that responsibility seriously. He says they waited for a moment when the sea lion was out in the open, with no chance of a ricocheting bullet hitting something. And he says they were careful with shot placement. They didn't want to wound the animal, and they didn't want it to suffer.
There's a sense of, like, I need to do this right and take this seriously. It's almost like there's a pretty big weight on me, but it was good pressure. It's that good pressure that causes me to perform rather than to freeze up.
He shot the sea lion once in the head. Then his brother Billy did the same.
The shots were effective, clean and effective, didn't miss. It ended up working out perfect.
But it didn't all go according to plan. They towed the animal over to Petersburg's crane dock, planning to lift it into the back of Brandon Ware's pickup. They had it tied up and were hoisting it up just a bit in order to get a thicker line around it.
And as we were lifting it up on the big crane, the line snapped, and it sunk like a rock down to bottom.
Ware says there was a crowd. He and his brother, a few family members, police officers, a state trooper, all standing around, scratching their heads. The water was about 20 feet deep. They needed a diver, but only Alaska Natives were allowed to participate in the harvest, and they didn't know any Thlinkit divers on the island. Petersburg's National Marine Fisheries Service officer came to the rescue. Extenuating circumstances, he said, hire yourself a diver. Any diver. So they did. A couple of hours later, they hoisted the sea lion into the back of Ware's truck. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Flohr.